serious peace talks fizzle out before they get started. A special documentary may be coming your way soon. And are you looking forward to summer? Baptist Haiti Mission is, too. We'll tell you why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Round two of Syria's peace talks began with a bitter and hesitant start. What's more, although there's supposed to be a ceasefire in place, nobody seems to be honoring it. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says,
in the midst of peace talks, I would say that chaos is the rule of order right now in Syria.
In fact, the rate of refugees spilling over the borders is increasing, as are the number on the move inside Syria. Resources are scarce in many areas, and that's causing problems too. BGR's partners are providing a stopgap where they can.
In most of those areas, finding places that people are falling through the cracks, helping them with the basics of food, helping them with the basics of hygiene kits and some shelter needs.
Syrians are clinging to hope, many of them finding hope in Christ. And one day, they're going to go back home.
In the midst of this tragedy, one of the positive things is seeing a turning to the gospel and the potential for in the future of seeing it take root even stronger in Syria.
Next, San Francisco and Waterloo are taking their place amongst the least Bible-minded U.S. cities, according to Barna Research. But Glenn Powell of Biblica says a broader trend is grabbing their attention.
The biggest challenge, especially here in America, is engagement. People are not reading and living the Bible well. Many, many people have access to the Bible but don't know what to do with it. And so we're going to go after that issue.
Biblica's new Institute for Bible Reading is tackling the issue by answering two fundamental questions. What is the Bible, and what are we supposed to do with it?
We think if you have good answers to those two questions, automatically your connection, your engagement, your absorption of the Bible into your life and living it out, that's going to be a better thing to do.
Learn more at our website.
Pray that we would find the right answers to these questions so that we can give real help to the church.
You're listening to Mission Network News. One church in China is in exceptional need of your prayers. While three imprisoned members have been released, their pastor faces a criminal trial today. His charges are fraud and gathering a mob to disrupt public order. During his imprisonment, authorities have harassed his family, threatening violence, and they're trying to keep them from communicating with the outside world. Voice of the Martyrs is asking you to join them in prayer for Pastor Zhang and his congregation. Pray that they would stay strong in the face of trouble. Meanwhile, a new documentary film called Veil of Tears, created by Gospel for Asia, is being released in U.S. theaters on March 28th. The Veil of Tears documentary follows the lives of persecuted, abused, and broken women in India and shares stories similar to the millions of women who've suffered at the hands of their culture. Proceeds will help Gospel for Asia bring the hope of Christ and the hope of a future to millions. Details on how you can make a difference in Asia are at our website. And it's been a long, hard winter. Looking forward to the warmth of summer? You're not the only one. But Baptist Haiti Mission is eager for a different reason. BHM's Ron Sparks explains that summer means vacation Bible school.
That's one of the main ways we have for connecting with children in Haiti about God's love for us and the gospel also.
BHM's wrapping up translation work on discipleship training materials, VBS materials, and anticipating growth as they ready the launch of the 2014 VBS season. Why? Well, last summer, nine churches participated in Northwest Haiti, and over 1,000 kids came.
Not only was the gospel shared with over 1,000 children, but we had nearly 300 that actually responded with professions of faith.
The churches got mentor training to come alongside these kids. Another way to do that is through child sponsorships. You can start the journey for one kid today.
All of these things working together between the church program and the school program and child sponsorship are a pretty comprehensive way to share the love of Christ with the children in Haiti.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous gift, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Windle. Though fictional, Congo Dawn gives you a picture of what it was like during rebel insurgencies in the Democratic Republic of Congo. You can get Congo Dawn by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.